Welcome to God's Word for Us.com, Ghana's online Christian station. Be blessed as you listen to messages on the site.
Thank you for tuning in to Prevailing Word Broadcast. This message is presented by Reverend Ibu Asan, the head pastor of Prevailing Word Chapel. Enjoy this insightful kingdom living message.
Just say, this is my Bible.
Can say, where am I Bible?
I am what it says I am.
Ni Bible na kana na mete.
I can do what it says I can do.
Me ya ni a eka se me nye.
I believe what it says about me is true. I believe in the promises of God. I see the promises in my life. In the name of the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Ephesians chapter 1 verse 1 to 3. Paul, an apostle of Jesus Christ by the will of God to the saints which are at Ephesus, and to the faithful in Christ Jesus.
Paul awo ye wonyame somafo a wasem wa friend wo gidie mu. E na wa cho krate ya koma Ephesofo asafo.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and from the Lord Jesus Christ.
Adom ni asumbia efie ja wonyankopon enenka mu.
Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ.
In shanka Christo Yesu ye nyankopon a
I want to share with you a message entitled Receiving the Promises by Faith. Receiving the Promises by Faith. Let us look at verse 3 again. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Father, anoint our lips, anoint our ears. Hallow this moment.
Hallelujah.
May you be exalted as we share your word with your precious sons and daughters. We vow to give you all the glory as always. Blessed Holy Spirit, move mightily among us and cause the word of God to come with light,
yes,
with clarity and understanding. We give you all the praise. We give you all the glory as always. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Our Father is a spirit. The blessings He has for us are in heavenly places. The heavenly places are spiritual places. And the blessings He has for us are in Christ Jesus. Jesus is no longer in the flesh with us. He's also in the spirit. So our blessings are in a person of Christ, who is a spirit today. And they are in a place called the heavenly places, which is also a spiritual place. And when He sought to bless us, He blessed us with all spiritual blessings. And He Himself is a spirit. So almost everything that God says to us is in the spiritual realm. And we need a certain instrument to be able to go and receive those spiritual blessings, all the spiritual blessings in the heavenly places in Christ. We need a certain hand, not this physical hand. We need a certain tool, not our minds. We need a certain equipment to be able to receive all those spiritual blessings and transfer them into our natural life.
Hallelujah.
So that we can see the blessing of God indeed in our lives. And because we are in the flesh, sometimes it's very difficult to appreciate the promises of God to us. And oftentimes, when people are carried into heaven, they get surprised at the level of blessing that God had made available unto them that they could not receive. So this is the challenge of the believer today. The challenge is to be able to receive all these spiritual blessings in your natural, material, earth life today. Many people have received promises in their lives. Not many of those promises have been fulfilled. Sometimes fathers promise their children things that they don't fulfill. At least not at the time that they said they will fulfill it. Sometimes teachers promise their students things that they do not fulfill. And sometimes national leaders promise their citizenry things that they do not fulfill. When you have a lot of unfulfilled promises around you, it becomes even more difficult to believe in any promise. But there is something about our Heavenly Father. The Bible says he's not a man that he should lie. Has he promised that he has not redeemed his promise? Our God, a faithful God,
Hallelujah.
And so our naturalness and our human limitations sometimes struggle and limit us from appropriating the promises of God. And look at it, he has blessed us with all spiritual blessings, but they are in the heavenly places, spiritual, in Christ Jesus, spiritual. So you need something spiritual to be able to plug in and receive that blessing. And by the grace of God, you have that spiritual
blessing.
Hallelujah.
It's
the gift of faith and the measure of faith that God has given to all of us. That is the reason why we are speaking on the subject, receiving the promises by faith. A couple of points for our understanding. Number one,
I
want you to know that there are things we have in Christ as Christians. In other words, there are promises that will be redeemed, that must be redeemed, because we are in Christ Jesus. Some of these promises are found rather in the Old Testament. And if you don't study the Bible well, you may not think it is yours or they are yours, but they are also yours as well. The reason the promises in the Old Testament are also ours is because we are the spiritual Israel. God gave made a promise to his people, the Jews.
Now, when you made the Bosema Jew for,
they did not receive all the promises. In fact, they doubted God in many ways. So at a point, God cut them off. The main branch, or the main stem, God cut them off. And God brought a new branch, that is us, and grafted us into the stem. And so the promises of God that is within the stem of the tree, where we have been grafted in, is now flowing into us as well. Paul said, we were wild olives.
Now Paul said, "Now ye olive dia."
Israel is the natural olive.
Now Israel, any olive dia nankasa.
And because we have been grafted in, now everything that the Lord promised the people of Israel, like in Deuteronomy 28, they are also blessings you can appropriate and believe for yourself.
Now yes, I say yansu onya me de yashe dia no musa Israel for fronti. E shebi biara wo Deuteronomy tie dio no wo twe no yansu ye bose wo.
And then when you come to the New Testament,
now so oba pam fofro no musu,
particularly in the book of Acts, Romans, really the epistles, that's Romans onwards, you see things that refer to our place in Christ Jesus, and additional promises, actually better promises, are also given over there.
Now can come see Roman for Roma de Bana. What will say when you go to us and shuffle from Christ? What Christ to one? And yet, in shame, we are doing a thing kind of.
So, Apostle Paul wrote to the church in Corinth and said this to them.
Now, your papa Paul shock on Corinthians for no catcher on
2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20.
Corinthians for whom I to sum you, Tibak Shemodun.
2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20.
Corinthians 1:20.
He said, for all the promises of God in him are yes. And in him,
hallelujah,
amen, unto the glory of God,
hallelujah,
by us. All the promises of God. All the promises of God. I said all the promises of God. I said all the promises of God. I said all the promises of God. From the Old Testament right up to the Gospels, across to the Epistles. All the promises of God in Jesus are yes to you.
Hallelujah. When you make what say biara what say what Christ dimono, eya no credemam.
All the promises of God in him are amen to you.
Now when you make what say biara what dimono, eya amen so demam.
For what purpose?
Adentra.
That the glory of God may be displayed by us.
So you
are a child of promise.
And to what your boss about?
In other words, there's a will with your name on it. Do you know the promises that God has for you? Are those promises fulfilled in your life? Do not envy the Jews anymore. For God has made us one with them. You remember when Peter went to speak to Cornelius, a Gentile, and his family? As he was speaking to the Gentiles, the Holy Spirit fell on them. And they began to speak in tongues and magnify and praise the name of the Lord. The Jews that were with Peter were surprised. In other words, they were astonished. They were taken aback. They were flabbergasted. They were overwhelmed. They were blown out of the water. Because they did not believe the promise was unto the Gentiles as well. I am telling you that there is a certain promise for you. And when it comes to pass in your life, many will be surprised at your life. Because the promise is for you and for me and for all, as many and as far as God shall call from the ends of the earth. So Peter
said,
I perceive that God is no respecter of persons.
Hallelujah.
He's no respecter of persons.
Onye
Has he blessed somebody? Has he blessed somebody in the house? He will bless you as well. In fact, he has blessed you as well. Because he's no respecter of persons. God is not a tribal person. God is not racist. God is not biased. God is not prejudiced. He's a God unto all and for all at all times in all circumstances. Can I have an amen for the Lord?
Amen.
Point number two. We are children of promise. We are children of promise. I will allow the previous point to run into the next point. Please stand with me. Let's turn together to Acts chapter 2, and verse 39. We are children of promise. Tell the person who is sitting by you as you are flipping. Be careful how you treat me. I am not an ordinary person. If you're a woman, you say, I'm the princess. If you're a man, you say, I'm a prince. Are you there?
Oh.
Peter was speaking.
Na Petro kasa.
About the promise God had given to Israel through the prophet Joel. The Holy Spirit. He had come down. He had filled the people.
Now,
and there were people of all nations that had gathered at Jerusalem at that time. They were amazed at the outpouring of the Holy Spirit and the manifestation thereof. Then Peter sought to explain it to them. Verse 39 now. He said, for the promise is unto you. The promise is unto you and to your children and to all that are afar off, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Can you understand the gravity of this verse? See, Jesus one day was speaking and he said to his disciples, I have a gift for you. It's a gift of the Holy Spirit. Then he began to explain something to them. He said, when your son asks you for bread, do you give the son a stone? If he asks for fish, do you give your child serpent or a snake? Then he said, even so, when you ask God for his gift of the Holy Spirit, he will give it to you liberally. The gift of the Holy Spirit is one of the outstanding things God has done in our lives as believers today. If the gift of the Holy Spirit, the greatest of all gifts, was a gift unto the Jews and
unto
their children and unto all that are afar off, including us in West Anaji here. And Peter said, even as many as the Lord our God shall call. Dear church members, we are children of promise. Read the Old Testament well now. When you read the promise unto Abraham, you are a child of Abraham, the Bible says. When you read the promise unto the Jews, we are the spiritual Jews, Paul taught us. I've often wondered, God, if you have brought us a New Testament, why add the Old Testament to? Why didn't we cut off the Old Testament? We just have the New Testament. I have realized that when it comes to the singing ministry, for example, you will not have much to say and to read about in the New Testament. Singing music ministry. Because I don't see in the Gospels or in the New Testament where there was a church service and the singers like the minstrels stood up to minister. I don't see it.
Now, oba apamfo fronuma. Oh, baby, I say ya trose. Na na wamo ya sorry. Na nyumtufone de ne dede. Eni nsenkuni adie yi wanyamia ye. Oh, apamfo fronuma.
So, although we have been given a Bible which contains the Old and the New Testament, as a matter of fact, it's just one strong, continuous thing.
Na e wom se ya ma ya wanyamia sem apamfo fronuma apam dada ni wom. Ni e wom se ya wu se. Apam dada ni mu ni et.
In a sense, there's no difference between the Old Testament and the New Testament. In fact, it's a shadow. It was a shadow of what was to come. And the real thing has come. And I've asked myself, why do we still have the shadow? Because everything that is substantial still has the shadow with it. Still has the shadow. So I am a real being. I'm not a ghost. You're a real being. And yet you still have your shadow. You have your silhouette. When you move your hand, your shadow can move the hand. You have an image. So when you read the New Old Testament, read it in the light of the fact that it is a shadow of things to come. And Apostle Paul taught us that now the New Testament has better promises. That means that there are promises that are good in the Old Testament.
Yeah.
And you need the good, you need the better, and you need the best in your life.
Hallelujah. Nia woman say. Adia biara won kwa ejina honu ni sunsum eda hon. Se adia besana usunsum ba wenye usase ya. Usunsum ni nse dani bisara. Eno ti sang apam da dane te. Apam da dane ne ye sunsuma. Ana shadwa ebe treye apam fufronu. Na nye ye kan kwa sini se. Se apam da dano eye niya e treye ni apam fufronu beba dia. E nye 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 wuni se apam fufronu. Adia biya womu wa e suye pa. Dada no so tire ni anka ebe ba kan na abawie no eniti eho na na de afa de abedu fufuro no.
Let's look at Galatians 4:28.
Galatians 4 ngoma.
Galatians 4:28.
Ti na chichemu adio no wotwe.
Paul understood the Old Testament very well.
Na panoti apam dada na siye.
So he did a lot of comparison and typology in his letters in the New Testament.
And until we know nas ne krata watcho wa pamfu fronum no. Eya no de bi amaye hu dada ne se de tre na wa tro no fufrom so.
And he wrote a letter to the church in Galatia.
Na wa tro krata koma Galatia safu
ne. And he said the following unto them.
Na wa kasan semito.
He said, brethren,
o se anuanom,
now we as Isaac was are the children of promise. As Isaac was in the Old Testament, so are we in the New Testament. That's why he also taught that we are sons of Abraham. We are the children of Abraham. In other words, if Abraham's descendants were and are blessed, we cannot be any less.
Yeah.
Because we are as well.
Now what can I say? Sara sunya ye Abraham ma enu ti se Abraham asifo no mu ye nsira dia ene na ye nsu ye ye nsira.
So Jesus he explained, he said, heirs of God,
enu ti wa ka se ye ye ediadefo emanyankopon,
joint heirs with Christ.
Na Christo ye ni ni bomu dia.
Every promise that was fulfilled in Christ can be fulfilled and should be fulfilled in your life.
Hallelujah.
And in my life.
Hallelujah. Adia bi biara bo se biara ebe mu o Christo abra bomu no ese se.
Dear church, we are children of promise. Number three. The promises in Christ can be yours by faith. You need to believe it. You need to act it. You need to say, it is so in my life. That's how you can have the promises fulfilled. And I'm going to give you a demonstration. From 1 Peter 2:24. I'm going to read it and do a demonstration. It's one of the promises. And it can be yours by faith. It said, he himself bore our sins in his body on the tree. that we might die to sin and live to righteousness. By his wounds, you have been healed. By his wounds, you have been healed. By his what? Wounds. You have been healed. So this is what it means for us practically.
Now when
if you are a Christian,
so we are Christian
and your body falls sick,
now
this is how you must see yourself. You must not see yourself as somebody who is sick believing for healing. You must see yourself as somebody who is healed resisting sickness.
Do you
get the difference?
Yes.
Sometimes with the purpose of just communication and language, we can say believe for your healing. That's all right. I don't want us to fight over words. But I'm just saying that technically, from this verse, we are already healed.
Now,
so anytime you get sick, you are healed resisting the sickness.
Hallelujah.
This is how you speak, therefore. You say, I believe I am healed. The sickness is there. But say, I believe I am healed. I was healed 2,000 plus years ago. Sickness, you are a thief. You are an invader. You are a rebel. You will not stay in this body. I believe I'm healed. So you are a healed person doing what? Resisting sickness. So as your head continues to pain you, and somebody asks you, how is the head? Just say to the person, I believe I'm healed. You are not telling the person the headache is not there. Do you get the picture? So if somebody wants to be prosperous this life and do well in this life, and you read that he became poor that you might become rich, the understanding subsequently is that you are a rich person resisting poverty. So you say to yourself, I am rich. I am blessed. I am prosperous. And somebody says, if you are rich, give me
10,000
Ghana. You tell the person, I don't have it now. But it doesn't mean I don't have it. Because sometimes you have money in bank, somebody asks you for 10,000, you have to go to the bank before. So you don't have it, but you have it. You get all
the streets.
And if the person asks you, do you have wealth in your family? Say, yes, a lot of wealth. Say, I know your family. Stop lying. Tell him, you only know one part of my family.
Hallelujah.
You know my natural family. But I have another family elsewhere. There, all our needs are met according to his riches in Christ Jesus. So the Christian is healed resistant sickness. The Christian is prosperous resistant poverty. The single Christian sister is married resistant singleness.
Na osije ni Kristo ni ba no oyowarefo dada na wa makwa masije ni ni so.
In the book of Isaiah, the Lord said, "Let the barren woman shout because you have many children."
Na uke kai Isaiah wanyame se mania wa wo dana keka musa ma wo ma wo.
He said, "You are Beulah, you are married."
Wase wo wa ware.
So if you're a single brother believing for a wife, just say to yourself, "Oh God, thank you that I'm married." Don't tell human beings, we'll tell God. This is a spiritual thing doing. God, thank you that I'm married. I'm married to the right person. And marriage is normal. My marriage is wild, super normal. Every blessing of God is in my marriage. When you go out and they ask you, "Are you married now?" Since you are believing God to be married, you can say, "I am not married yet." Now you are talking to a human being. But don't say, "I'm not married." Because you have prayed marriage and you are spiritually, and so you say, "I am not married yet." But in our dealings with God, sometimes language, I hope you get the spiritual principle I'm trying to share. Language is a hindrance, you know, but confession is that I believe I am married. When are you going to get married? I believe I'll get married in a few months' time. Do you have a beloved? I don't have the beloved yet. It means you believe the beloved is what?
Coming.
It's coming.
Hallelujah. Kasa wasa ye kasa se jidie foni. Ebia na wo ye si jenya wo hwe ku anayire. Waka wakonya mien mus na me meda wase. Sama ware wa ma me ayire papa, wa ma me kunu papa, wa ma sun ma ware afa ye de. Na wo be wa bon pa ye wie, wa kan wie, wa pia bon ten. Na wo si obentu ase ebo. Na wo si je ebe guda be wo si o. Me. Me nya ware sisi adie. Sisi adie me ware ye. Na re nte. Busu mi mienu ana mien, si wo be hu me yira na me kunu. Ana waso wini na so na mekwa kan ebo sije wugu nda ohu aware ya ba ma nu po minye bi oba nu po minye bi na ya kasabone menka.
Now the purpose of preaching the word of God is to get people encouraged, to offer hope to people, and to comfort them in their time of need. But ultimately, the reason why we preach on air is to get you born again. And so if you want to receive Christ Jesus as your personal Savior and Lord, this is a prayer you can pray. Just say, "Lord Jesus, I come to you this time. I believe I'm a sinner. I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. And come and stay in my heart. Write my name in the book of life and give me the grace to live for you. Thank you, Father, for hearing me in Jesus' name." Friend, if you pray that prayer, I believe that God has come into your life. Join a Bible-based prayer and church that teaches the word of God, and continue, and your life will never be the same.
Lord, I lift your name on high.
Okay, I want to introduce to you a book entitled Counseling with Skill. Counseling with Skill. Now, counseling is a very important part of life. So important that those who receive counsel tend to do better than those who don't. Sometimes you have a person with a troubling circumstance going through a lot of hardships, but if this person should receive good counsel, he's likely to do better than the person who has all the opportunities and all the advantages but has no counselor or counseling in his life. Now, if this is how important counseling is, then I believe that those who are called to counsel, like parents, like fathers, like superiors, managers, bosses, senior brothers, and almost everyone of us, if this is how counseling is that important, then all of us must learn to do it with skill. This is why I wrote this book. So in this book, you will learn what it means to be a good counselor, how to develop your skills as a counselor. When it comes to counseling, what style do you use in counseling? The environment for changing counseling. We also look at preemptive counseling, counseling people so that they don't need counseling. That's interesting. Then we look at what to focus on when you are counseling. We talk about practical Christian counseling, the counselor, counseling and challenges. And finally, we end by talking about growing your counseling ministry. I believe that this mini book is going to be very helpful to pastors and all those who have people under them. So you get a copy.
For copies of these and other messages or books, please call 0244-228-331 or 0249-454-976 or visit the church premises on Dempeteru Road, 3 minutes drive from St. Peter's School, West Anaji. God richly bless you.
We believe you've been blessed by this sermon. For inquiries, please call +233-26767-6055. +233-26767-6055. Or send an email to info@godswordforus.com. info@godswordforus.com.